Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
You a podcast fan?
I am.
Yeah, you going to the LA Podfest?
I'm going, man. I can't wait.
Did you hear about Sideshow Network's special event?
I'm not so sure. Tell me more.
Well, it's Thursday night, September 17th at the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
Okay.
And there's going to be live podcasts from Before You Were Funny on the Feral Audio Network, plus a special performance of Improv for Humans with UCB's Matt Besser.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Also, one of Sideshow's own shows, Why Didn't They Laugh with Owen Benjamin, is also performing.
Oh, man, he's so funny.
And sex nerd Sandra from The Nerdist.
What?
Tickets are only $10, so there's no excuse not to be there.
I'm there, man.
And are you going to the LA Podfest already?
I am going. I'm going.
And you have a weekend pass?
The whole weekend, of course.
Then you can get in for free.
What?
Go to hollywood.improv.com to get your tickets and reserve your spot.
I'm going now.
That's hollywood.improv.com.
I'll see you there, man. September 17th. Woo!
Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy is offering OneNew or Transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter the code WWC295 at checkout. Just remember that WWC is watch or crap, and then $2.95 is the price of the domain, $2.95. It's go time. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. You can find me on all sorts of social media platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, and Vine, at BsideBlog. And you can also listen to my other podcast. It's called The Banter Blender, and this week, I'm happy to say that Rob Cesternino from Survivor and from the podcast called Rob Has a Podcast is actually going to be on, and we're going to be talking Survivor. So I just had to give a little bit of cross promotion on that front because I know a lot of people who come and listen to Watch What Crappens also like other reality TV. So go listen to the Banter Blender, which is my other podcast. Joining me this week is not Ronnie. Ronnie has been he's been taken away to testify at Apollo's court case. So in his place is a beautiful lady who we've had on many, many times. She's a TV star, she's a nail connoisseur, and she's a celebrity scavenger hunt goer honor, the one and only Katie Cazorla. Hi, Katie.
Party!
Katie is ready to party.
I literally just stuck a fake nail to my nose when you gave me my introduction.
Yes, and I can verify that because Katie and I are doing this over Skype, and I can actually see her face right now. So if our banter is a little weird, it means I'm either staring at Katie or I'm staring at myself.
That's or Mary Kate and Ashley.
Katie right now is groping her boobs. So that's what this podcast is going to be like. We actually have. Oh, first let me say Katie is at The Painted Nail on Twitter and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And your Facebook thing is, I always forget, it's something, if it's Painted Nail Official or Katie Cazorla Official.
It is Official Katie Cazorla.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. So
official.
And if you want to, by the way, go to the official website for this podcast, go to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, and you can join in. So much fun. We have more and more people who are liking it. People put up their links. They put up funny photos. They do Photoshop things. Everyone talks and becomes friends, and their lives are so much better. And I wanted just to give a shout out to some of our new followers, Andrea Copeland, Shelley Leiter, Paris Alexander Nesbitt. Hey, I know Paris. Julie Erdfeld, Yang Liu, Janice Murray, Casey Chapman, Alice. Oh, God. Come on, Alice. This name. Herakak? I don't know. it's probably like Herachak, and I'm like Herakak. Sorry,
yes,
Alice.
Yes, you just got an unfollow on Facebook.
I know.
You.
I need three more follows to make up for Alice leaving. Sorry, Alice. Taylor McConnell.
I think my favorite is Alice Epicac. She's my favorite.
Hurricac. Rickac.
Hurricac.
She came in like a Hurricac. sorry, Alice. I'm now butchering your name. But you know what? No offense, but who cares about Alice? We are here to talk about Bravo. Alice hates us now.
I care about Alice. You can follow me, official Katie Cazorla, Alice.
Alice doesn't live here anymore, and by that I mean she doesn't follow this Facebook page.
Oh my God.
No, we love Alice.
I love Alice.
We love Alice so much. there's so much to talk about. There are two big gossip items I want to discuss. But before we get into that, Katie, last time you were on the podcast, you were about to go on some strange scavenger hunt with Yolanda Foster and Babyface.
Oh my God. So I really have become great friends with Babyface. His name is Kenny.
As one does.
You know, that's hard life of me. But no, it's true. Like, he's really an awesome guy. And his wife, soon to be wife, is equally as awesome. And they had this really fun scavenger hunt. It was like Babyface meets The Amazing Race. And I showed up, of course, with, like, you know, fancy, cute stuff. Little did I know I was going to be, like, you know, army crawling through the sand in Santa Monica. It was insane. Like, I was like, wow, I'm really not in shape. But on my team was Kenny Babyface and David Foster, Yolanda's husband. And let me just tell you something. I never have been a big fan of David Foster, and I kind of was that day because he was really like, couldn't believe that I could figure out all the clues. I was like, yeah, I know, brains and boobies.
Yeah.
But he literally was like high-fiving me. We had such a good time. We came in second.
Okay.
Which is really good.
Out of how many teams?
Out of five teams.
Okay.
So pretty good. Actually, no, I think there was more, maybe six teams. And it was crazy. There was like five people on each team. It was insane. And then we ended up at the Ivy. And let me tell you something. I have never gone to such a fancy restaurant looking so hell haggard in my life. I was sweating. My makeup was all over the place. There was sand in all kinds of orifices.
But you were with Babyface. That made it all right. I wish I could have been a spectator who was just like wandering around on the beach. And there goes Babyface crawling around in the sand.
And the worst part about it was people, as soon as they recognized it was him, they wanted to stop and take pictures. And here I am, like the crazy publicist going like, he can't take any photos. We're in the middle of a scavenger hunt. And people are like, who's that crazy bitch with David Foster and Babyface? I'm like, I'm Yolanda.
So how was Yolanda?
Well, I wasn't on her team.
But you didn't get to interact with her at all?
We did. We did get to interact. And she sat across the table from me. I sat next to David. And I got to tell you, you know, she looks a lot better on TV.
Oh,
I will
okay.
say that.
Okay.
Yes. They have like Oprah lighting on Real Housewives.
Okay.
So it was a little interesting. And to be fair, I did my Cuatro de Mayo thinking they were going to show up at the Cuatro de Mayo party. And it ended up being Seal, the singer Seal, who was talking to me about never getting married.
I'm confused. Wait. So Seal showed up at the scavenger hunt or you had a party?
So that was the scavenger hunt. And then, you know, Cinco de Mayo was, you know, a couple of days ago and it was thrown by the same people minus Yolanda and David.
Oh, I see. So the same clique of like famous people.
I'm telling you, every Sunday is like an adventure for me because I'm like, I never know who's going to show up. And at this one, it was Seal and Jesse Metcalf. I mean,
oh,
what?
Hey now.
Which, by the way, he is like insanely good looking.
Yeah, no, I've seen him around. I've seen him at Runyon Canyon several times. He is the opposite of Yolanda Foster. He looks better in person.
Oh, he does look better in person. He is like really good looking. His girlfriend is really cute. He used to come into Barney's Beanery when I used to host karaoke there. And he literally at the party was like, oh my God. He's like, I remember you from Barney's. And I was like, oh my God, I remember you from Passions. So.
Well, he does have a temper on him though. He does get into fights. But anyway, by the way, Katie, do you mind putting in your headphones for audio purposes? That would just be absolutely lovely.
Okay. Here's the thing. I totally forgot them.
You know, Alice is going to be so pissed at you. Wait, so you do not have any headphones whatsoever?
No, I'm in my office right now. Does it sound horrible?
No, no, it's fine. But, you know, every now and then I hear an echo of my voice. And if there's one thing I can't deal with, it's my own voice. But all you suckers have to listen to it.
I was going to say that's a terrible thing to say on a podcast.
I know. Aren't I the worst?
Oh, my God. Who can even listen to your stupid voice? Oh, you mean everyone that's out there in podcast land?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Podcast land. It's like Candyland, but instead of like candy, it's like audio equipment. It's like the worst board game of all time. So let's talk about some other gossip. The big thing that came out yesterday is that Apollo Nida or whatever, this is Phaedra's husband, he pled guilty to all these charges about fraud and identity theft.
Shut up.
He said, yes, I did it all. But what was interesting was that his plea was wrapped in this kind of passive-aggressive attack on Phaedra, wherein he kept on saying, well, it's just that my wife was earning so much money and I felt the pressure to keep up and to earn for her, so I just couldn't do it through legal means, so I did it through illegal means, which is the biggest bunch of bullshit of all time.
Oh my God, that's such a crock. He's like the new Teresa Giudice or Judice or whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to go to jail. I think he faces up to 30 years, but probably since he copped a plea, it'll be much less. But damn, stupid guy. And so now people are saying on our Facebook page, people are like, oh, well, he's going to be, he's going to like, Phaedra's going to divorce his ass any second. But other people believe no, because if they are still married, he can't testify against her.
Oh my God. It's all a ploy.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's conspiracy. It is. Wait, by the way, what happened with Teresa and Joe? Did they ever go through that hearing? Do we know?
Think they got their debt reduced to like $11,000, something ridiculous.
Oh, come on. They owed like 20 million or something.
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. It's something is strange going on there, but I haven't been up on that. I'm sure one of our readers could fill us in. Probably Michael Cook, as he seems to have his ear to the ground with all these things.
Oh my God. Please write it on the Facebook page, will you? If you have any updates, we can check it out.
Yeah. Facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Oh gosh. Wait, one more bit of gossip.
Yeah.
Before we move on to, I know what you're going to talk about, porn stars.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you that last night was a very busy night for me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I am like, I have fans from Vanderpump Rules. And I think since the girls are getting ready to like film season 3, I think I'm going to throw them all a fabulous mani pedi party at the Painted Nail at the W and see if that can be somehow spun into everyone getting along, everyone getting mani pedis. But you know what happens when people get mani pedis? People get in fights. So
yeah, I mean, if there's anything we've ever learned about from Bravo is that if you put reality stars into a spa situation, they immediately do the exact opposite thing, and they fight and scream and yell and pull their hair.
Remember Real Housewives of Atlanta? Who gets in a fight at a fucking Zen spa?
Yeah, or Married to Medicine this week, but well, I'll get to that later. And by the way, you should mention that your fans from Vanderpump Rules are, it's like Sheena and like Horseface number one, right?
Oh my God, and Ariana. They're all following me now on Twitter.
Why do you think that is? What happened?
I went to karaoke night with a bunch of friends, and they introduced me to Tom and Ariana, and we ended up getting along. By the way, Ariana is like really pretty.
She looks pretty. She looks really pretty, which is why Horseface hates her.
But here's the thing.
Seriously?
Are they not friends? I don't get it. Are they like, I don't understand. Reality TV is like a bad blur to me now.
Yeah.
I just feel like I believe what I see in person because that's my real reality.
Yeah. So that's my reality. That's my reality.
Seriously. But I can't see being friends with someone like Kristen. But Sheena is like super fun, good times. And Ariana is like insanely gorgeous and really fun.
So, I believe it.
You know what? I might, who knows what's going to happen.
Go weasel your way into that group, you know.
I mean, I'll keep you posted on that, but we should go to Sir one night just to see them all and high five. And
I am down with that. Speaking of harsh reality, here's a story that is actually really sad. This is one of the sad reality. This is what life is like after you watch your parents' marriage fall apart on national TV. So you remember Lynn Curtin from Real Housewives of Orange County?
What a bad name. I just want to call her Beef. Is that bad?
Lynn the Beef Curtains.
Beef but you remember Curtains daughters.
You remember Lynn of Cuff Love? She was the one who got evicted on the show.
That's right.
She got all the plastic surgery. Remember, like, I loved Lynn. Okay, I loved Lynn. But she, you knew her kids were going in a bad direction because Lynn put so much emphasis on how the girls looked and how she looked, et cetera. You knew these girls were gonna get fucked up.
Yeah.
Let alone the fact that the parents were messed up and all this stuff. So the girls were already acting out on Real Housewives of Orange County. You had Raquel and Alexa.
And I think, that's such porn names to begin with.
I know, exactly. And basically, yeah, that's it.
Did Alexa spell her name with two X's?
Not yet. No, so both girls have gone into porn. They are both in porn now. So Alexa, who was like the younger one, who at a certain point looked like she could have been like a real model, but then she went like off the rails in her second season. Her porn name is Jaden Taylor's. And Raquel's porn name is Sutton Suicide. And if you do a Google search for Sutton Suicide.
Are you sure? Come on.
Absolutely. If you do a Google search for Sutton Suicide, you see that Alexa has now, Raquel has, she now has a sleeve of tattoos on her arm. And she has like a sleeve of tattoos on the side of her head. She's like one of those like tattoo porn stars, like sort of like alternative whatever.
Like the suicide girl type girls.
Is that what that is? Is that why she called herself Sutton Suicide?
Oh, maybe she's a suicide girl, but that's not porn, is it?
No, I thought I looked it up. I thought I saw her vag.
Oh, well, if you saw her curtain, she should have just kept her last
name. Hold on, I'm doing
Alexa
a Google search.
With three X's curtain.
I know.
I mean, she's the perfect porn name. Who changes their name to Sutton Suicide when your name is Alexa Curtain?
Let's see.
I mean,
maybe she is.
Back the curtains.
Okay, well, maybe I don't know. So here's the thing. If she is just a suicide girl, she's certainly showing she is very close to being porny. And I'm not like Mr. Conservative here. I'm looking at a picture right now of her ass.
Look it up.
Kitty, you look it up because I feel like I trust your judgment on this more. But Alexa for sure is a porn star. Like there's a picture of her topless. She is porn.
This is
the sad state of affairs. So is everyone like all depressed now? Is everyone ready to talk about some Bravo now that we're all sad and depressed?
Oh my God, no.
Oh, wait, are you looking up Sutton Suicide, by the way?
Oh my God, it's on here. The real porn stars of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
By the way, thank you to Catherine Marie for putting this link on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Alexa Curtin and Raquel Curtin are doing, oh my God, they're doing porn. This is so weird.
Both kids. It's just sad because you know that, well, I never thought that Raquel had a future because she was always messed up. But Alexa at one point was like a sweet girl. And, you know, this is what happens.
Oh, everyone. God. Yeah, it's true. But here's the thing. Why is everybody saying they feel bad? Why do you feel bad? It's not like this isn't a communist country. No one's forcing you to do porno and work in a factory and eat moldy bread.
I know. I guess I just had higher hopes for her to wind up at McDonald's or something.
did you know that James Franco worked at McDonald's? I just thought I'd throw that out there.
And you know what? Did you know that James Franco just took like a like naked shower selfie like 2 nights ago?
I don't think
you can see anything, but it all ties together.
He's a little dirty. His teeth are yellow, and they don't need to be because he's hot. He's like a poor man's Johnny Depp,
yeah.
Like Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
You know?
Poor Skeet Ulrich. I also feel bad for him, too. When's he going to go into porn?
Oh, my God. Totally. What do you think his name would be? What would his porn name be?
His name already is a porn name. Skeet Ulrich. I mean, his first name truly means semen. Skeet.
Oh, well, then he doesn't see
skeet,
that.
Skeet,
motherfucker. I really think that he has a great porn name.
He could be.
Skeet Ulrich could do a shot with Alexa Curtains. He could skeet in her curtains.
Yeah, like, skeet the curtains. I would say he could be skeet on my face. I'm not inviting
him.
Oh, my
God.
All right, so why don't we have so many shows to get through? Katie, where would you like to start with? Real Housewives of New York, Orange County, or Atlanta?
I say we start with Atlanta because it was the last show.
It was big and juicy. It was 2 hours long, or actually it was an hour and a half. And guess what? I took hella notes.
Good. Oh, my God. I love when you take notes.
I know.
Okay, let's do this.
You know what the funny thing is? Now I have to look at my notes and understand what the hell anything I was saying was. Okay, so...
this is so unfair that I can't pour myself a glass of wine right now. I could, but I'm on my motorcycle, and I'm at my office, and that would just be bad times in Studio City.
Yeah, I should mention you're not actually physically on your motorcycle right now, which would be hilarious if you're doing a podcast from the motorcycle.
That would be kind of cool, though. We might need to post a photo of that.
Actually, what people don't know is that, so again, we're doing this over Skype, and when we first tried to start this podcast, there was weird music piping in. It was like a beat, like a drum beat, like
it was like cheap porn music.
And like, if we like, we almost could not get rid of it, and you guys would have had to listen to a cheap like drum beat the entire episode. So, you know,
could you imagine?
Talk about sound pollution. So okay, so Atlanta, I loved how like it just started off with Kenya and Nene just bitching at each other, and they just bitch and bitch and bitch. And Nene, of course, is so awful. I mean, Kenya is terrible, but Nene makes Kenya seem like reasonable. And I loved when Kenya referred to Nene and goes, "At least my gums are real, unlike Petco." I was like, I love this show.
I know. Isn't that so weird? I actually didn't get, why did she call her Petco?
Yeah, that's the way a lot of these insults work. They kind of don't make any sense, but they're just delivered with so much conviction that you're like, oh, wow, that was really nasty. But it doesn't make sense because Petco does not have gums.
I know. So what are they talking about?
You
know,
maybe
what?
Like a dog or...
And why is Kenya getting a special? Can we just really talk about that?
Kenya's getting a special? Oh, like a 1 hour with Kenya? A one-on-one?
It's next week. It's going to be like Kenya's Secrets or something.
Oh, I didn't see that. But, you know, she's getting a special because... You know what? It's probably good for Bravo because if Kenya gets to be a big star the way Nene was, you know, being an asshole about it. But if Kenya's a big star, that means that Nene loses all of her negotiating power, which means that Bravo doesn't have to give her a raise or whatever because they've got Kenya. So it's probably in their best interest to give her a special and blow up her stardom.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. If Kenya gets her own special, I'm not going to watch it. She is, to me, the most obnoxious woman. She's like Ramona Singer.
Yeah. Her, oh, and we will get to Ramona soon enough.
We will.
I also loved, by the way, that we got to see a Sheree flashback. Like, I think it was when Nene said, like, since when do I ever walk away from any fight? And Kenya's like, well, when Sheree was coming at you, you were moving on out of that restaurant. And then they cut to Sheree, and she's like, lying, trifling, bitch. I was like, I miss Sheree.
Oh, I know. And here's the other thing. Nene, I used to love Nene. She was my favorite. And now I actually dislike her completely. I think she's just so... She thinks she's such hot shit.
Yeah.
And that star, it rose fast, and it's going to fall very fast because she's like a one-trick pony. Nobody wants you anymore.
Well, she's also become delusional, and she's delusional and unapologetic and doesn't have any accountability for anything, much like Teresa Giudice. Like, the way that Teresa will sit at a reunion, and people will say, you did this, you hurt my feelings when you said this, sure, can you just apologize? And Teresa said, yeah. So I loved, for instance, a good example was Candy and Nene got into it a little bit because Nene in one of her blogs said that one of the reasons why she didn't fight Marlo is because she didn't want to get all like she didn't want to like take off her shoe like Mama Joyce and get all like down in the gutter. Down in the gutter. So Candy was like, you know, that was really nasty because Mama Joyce had nothing to do with this. You went out of your way to insult my mama. My mama. See now. My mama. See now. See now. Now why you gotta talk about my mama like that? Like, see now. Riley wouldn't stand for it. See, that we were just having fun at Phaedra's. That
wasn't. Well, after the Vince Lewis.
See, no, we was like Nene. Like that's what I said, Nene. Okay, I just make any noise I can. By the way, yesterday I was doing my Candy and I was like, oh my God, I sound just like her. Nope, today it's gone. No, it's gone.
No, but it's not, because when I'm watching it, which is like...
Gutter, down in the gutter where mama, mother's love in the gutter. Riley.
Can you please make that my ringtone? Because I would just...
See now. Mama, Riley. By the way, now I'm getting the echo, and I'm, like, hearing my Candy going into my head. Like, this is, like, my nightmare. I feel like Ellen Burstyn in Requiem for a Dream with a refrigerator trying to eat me. It's like Candy burst coming at my face. Except it's the Ben Candy. So, anyway.
I can't believe I forgot my earbuds. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm I'm soldiering through, so everyone congratulate me. So Nini mentions this thing about Mama Joyce, and Kenya's like, you know, it was just like you went out of your way that you just didn't have to say that. And then Nini's just like, it's how I felt. It's how I felt. And
so it doesn't matter. Sometimes I feel like punching the post office worker at my place in the face. But do I do it? No.
You know, and it's fine for Nini to feel that way. But you have to understand that when you say things, even if that's how you felt, you still have to, like, appreciate the fact that it might offend someone. And you can say, I'm sorry. I felt that way. I'm sorry. And I loved how, like, Candy's like, are you saying my mama's in the gutter? Are you saying my mama's in the gutter? Gutter. And by the way, for the record, her mama is in the gutter.
I know, she's so...
She is in the gutter, but Candy's point still remains, which is that it wasn't nice of Nini to bring it up. And Nini, the best part is that Nini is like, did I ever say that Mama Joyce is in the gutter? I'm like, this is classic Teresa Giudice right here, right? Classic, like you say it, and then 10 seconds later...
You forget it. It's like that Ron Popeil chicken turner, set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Well, their new thing is say it and forget it.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like set it and regret it, but yeah. It's say it and forget it. They don't have any regrets, no apologies. Those bitches are the Ron Popeil of 2014.
They really are.
Yes.
And I love
say it and forget it.
And then of course, like Nini being her stance ultimately is, I said what I said. What do you want me to do? It's like, bitch, how about you apologize? Yeah, Don't act like you're defenseless.
Andy goes, well, because this is the only smart thing he said the entire time. He's like, well, you could apologize. No, he goes, for starters, you could apologize.
And
yeah,
he's like,
how about an apology?
Yeah, like that's actually, in so many times in life, people, this is a lesson. I'm putting on my Mr. Rogers cardigan right now. So many times in life, an apology can really go far. Like, it's actually amazing to sit and you sort of empathize with another person and you say, you know what?
I'm really sorry.
You know, it's how I felt. But you know what, though? I wasn't really thinking about how it might make you feel. And that was shitty of me. And you know what? I'm sorry. But no, Nini is, I said what I said. What do you want me to do?
I thought she was going to, like, she looked like a linebacker from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I thought she was just going to get up and, like, tackle.
And her weave looking so bad. I mean, like, I feel like there were better wigs in my 11th grade production of I Remember Mama at John Jay High School. Okay. This was so bad. And I want to give a shout out to my buddy Ryan up in San Francisco, who sent a picture that we put up on the Facebook page. Of whatever happened to Violet, I'll tell you what happened to Violet. She became Nini's weave.
Oh my God. Nini's weave should get her own show.
Yeah, it should.
Called Secrets with Nini's Weave.
Yeah, it's like, it's just how I feel. and another awful Nini moment was when they were talking about, someone asked Nini about the charity speech that she gave. Remember when she said, she's like, thanks. I didn't realize I had all these friends. Goodbye. Remember that, like, awful speech?
That was so rude. You don't do that.
So then Nini is like, you know what? I would like to apologize. You're like, oh, wow. This is, like, for once, like, Nini...
I apologize.
No.
I just had to punch her in the face.
Her apology was that she... Not that she was sorry that, like, you know what? She didn't rise above the situation. She didn't rise above the shadiness. And that this was about... That she didn't put the charity first. She was sorry. She goes, she's sorry that she didn't show young women that how to properly react when you've been tricked.
Oh, my God.
Nini, it's not about you, you motherfucker.
I know.
Like,
but she thinks it is. That's the thing. I think her head is as big as her weave. She really, I mean, no, really, she's gotten to a point where it's all about, well, I'm a, okay, match it. I'll put in 20 grand. You do the same. Okay.
Yeah.
And that snide, conniving, bullshitty laugh. How about when she said the thing about, oh, what do you want me to do? Have a parade?
Yeah. Well, that was
more offensive than her first comment.
Well, that was really, that was a terrible thing when Andy confronted her about how she kept on saying queen in a derogatory way, which we mentioned on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And she said, I apologize. What do they want me to do next? Should I hold a gay function? It's like, That's why people don't like you now, because that's not how you apologize. You don't apologize and then be like, I apologize. You know, you try to show some sincerity and you try to be humble and you try to...
Should I have a parade? Oh, that's not offensive.
Do you want me to do you want me to pull down your pants and kiss your ass? Like, actually you should, because he's the boss.
I know. And you know what would be funny if she didn't get hired back for the next season and nobody wants her? She's showing her true colors on national television, and a lot of people watch that show.
Yeah,
she really, her publicist should be like cringing right now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure her whole team is. I mean, she's turning down roles and she's acting like this. I mean, she's not likable.
What roles is she turning down? Give me a fucking break, really?
She's like, turning down roles for like the scrubby sponge from Shark Tank. That's probably what, like an infomercial for that. And then, you know, the thing that she also did was, you mentioned it before, was that she challenged Kenya to raise money for some charity or whatever. And I guess they're both like
Detroit Public School.
Yeah. But it just was like, I mean, it's good for the school. The school benefited from this like petty moment, but this like little duel. I was just like, ugh, just awful. And then I love the way then the rest of the episode, Nini kept on doing this like passive aggressive thing. She's like, well, I haven't accomplished anything in life. I never apologize. I guess that's just me. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bitch. You don't apologize and you haven't accomplished anything except that you were on a TV show, which is cool. But guess what? Both of us have been on TV shows too.
Oh, yeah.
And you, by the way, Katie, your show lasted a lot longer than her shows.
Amen. I had 1.2 million viewers on TV Guide Network. I had a guide underneath me. Mini Leaks would not be able to last on TV Guide with a guide.
Yeah.
So take that, stripper.
She would get mad at the guide. She'd be like, she'd be like, why do I have to share screen with the guide? I am the guide. I know all the TV shows. Why don't they ask me?
You know what? On NBC tonight at 8 o'clock, I'll read the guide.
Yeah.
She would be that crazy woman. And it's like, just get back on your pole and find another rich guy to take care of you.
Yeah. And you know what? Kenya was actually correct. Kenya said at one point, she goes, you know, I think the viewers are sick of Nini. And Kenya is right. They are absolutely sick
of
Nini.
Viewers are sick of Nini. But you know what? I think Kenya is so insanely delusional too, that two delusional bitches don't make a right. So
yeah, I agree.
It's time to cast new. I want to see new Atlanta. You know that?
Well, not the actual show, The New Atlanta, because we did all see that. And it was not that good. So then another big fight that happened was between Phaedra and Kenya. Phaedra was hilarious this episode. First of all, Apollo comes on. And
oh my God. He was so embarrassingly awkward. I was dying.
He was terrible. And I love that, like, someone accused Phaedra of being like parenting Apollo, like being too much like of a mother. And she goes, I don't have time to parent anyone but my children. And then immediately she just turns to Apollo and goes, be quiet so I can talk, please. I'm like,
she goes, but please be quiet. I am talking.
Yeah. I'm like, this is
so icky and weird. I felt I was watching a gross, like, counseling session between, like, a little boy and his mommy.
Yeah, I know. I just love how she can say she doesn't parent Apollo and then does immediately the most, like, maternal scolding thing that you could do.
Oh, my God. I remember when he hit her weave and she was like, ow, ow.
I also liked some of Phaedra's choice words for Kenya. Like, at one point, she's like, you're a sneaky, trifling slut. Which is great. But, of course, I think probably the best moment of the entire episode was Phaedra's massive, massive, quote-unquote, read on Kenya. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Her read on Kenya.
Her read when she said, this is what, I have the whole quote. She says to Kenya, or regarding Kenya, while she's sitting around, running around my husband and the father of my children, and she spends her weekend peddling through sperm banks, looking through catalogs to find a donor, honey, you don't know if your baby daddy would be an axe murderer or child molester, because what you will know is that he needed $10 to get him a medium-sized pizza so he ejaculated in a cup so you could have a kid. Now, check that.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Bravo. Bravo.
And, you know, the thing is, it's actually such a nasty thing to say because, you know, like...
Really?
It is actually like a really nasty thing to say to someone who's trying to get pregnant. They go to like a sperm donor. Like, that's, you know, the way that Phaedra throws that in Kenya's face is really nasty, but damn, is it funny.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just have to say this on the record. I would never, I know some people go to sperm banks and everything, but here's the thing. Wouldn't you, I mean, really, do you know people go to sperm banks? Do you? They're guys that are so desperate for money that they're going to jerk it into a cup. Seriously, for she's right, for like $10 to $15. Do you want that to, you don't get Harvard-educated men in there. That's
what
not
about,
true.
What about, there was a hot guy when Kenya went to the sperm bank. There was a hot guy that came through.
Oh, yeah, and that was real.
You know what I'm going to do as a service? As a service to all the ladies, you know, because I would like to have some lunch today. Service to all the ladies, I'm going to go to the sperm bank, and I'm going to jerk off in a cup, and now you get some Dartmouth going on into your... get some Dartmouth into the sperm bank. There you go.
Oh, my God. Don't be wasting it on some hooker with scrambled eggs.
Who else is going to use it? Who else is going to use it?
I mean, but here's the thing. It's a tasty treat for some people. Only you can't get a mouth pregnant. So here's what... Oh, my God. That's terrible. I'm just saying that I don't think that most well-educated, you know, fabulous men are lining up in a sperm bank. And that guy, he was cast. He had to sign a release to appear on camera. He really was cast. They said, we'll give you $100 day rate. Come in and pretend you're going to jerk it in a cup.
But you know what, though? Let me tell you something. Maybe not a lot of, like, high-caliber members of society jerk off at a cup at a sperm bank. But guess what? The people who do go to Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Dartmouth, you know, they have idiot offspring, which just goes to show, not all of them, but, like, they can have idiots. So smart people can come from bad sperm, and bad people can come from smart, you know, smart parents.
No, see, you jumbled it up because you know it doesn't make sense. You're trying to believe your own lies right now.
All right, if you came from a sperm donor and are smart, I would like to hear from you.
Okay, yes.
Because
okay,
I think you're out there. I think you can come. I think.
Who would tell their kid that? Like, you know what? One day I just, why don't you just, like, adopt or, like, foster a kid or what? It's not even, like, really a sperm donor.
People want the experience. You know, people are also, people just want it. You know, what can you do?
But you can get pregnant from not a sperm donor.
I know.
You could ask a friend. Ask a single guy friend.
Get on a very active bike seat.
Why wouldn't she?
Sorry, just I just passed along sit on a
bus bench in West Hollywood, and I mean it's like a game.
Just hang around, sir. Spread your legs, and something's gonna fall in there.
Just sit on one of the bar stools at Villa Blanca, and you never know.
Why don't you just hang out in the employee lounge while Jax is on his shift?
Oh my God. And here's the thing. You're only going to get one or the other, though. I feel like you're going to get really smart or really good looking, because God doesn't give you everything. So I would go for really good looking. Cause
smart,
you know,
good looking, or if you have both, then they're probably going to be gay.
Oh my, exactly.
Which is a good thing, Nene Leakes.
Yeah, Nene Leakes. And no, we don't want to have a fucking parade about it, okay?
Yeah. We're not going to have a sperm parade.
I love a parade.
Start rally. Okay. So then finally the husbands came out onto this reunion. And, you know, Peter. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, Peter, which is my reference to Miami. But Peter was there. Peter, of course, is the biggest jackass. And at one point, this is the way he defends himself. Because they're talking about, like, you know,
he's a dickhead.
He is a real dickhead. Peter. So the issue is that, you know, Nene said, you're being a bitch. You're acting like a bitch or whatever. And he's like, I would never call anyone a bitch. And so his defense was, I have four baby mamas. I never called any of them a bitch. Congratulations, Peter. Congratulations.
Who says
talking about
that?
Sperm donors.
Yeah, why doesn't Kenya just borrow some from Peter? Apparently, he's very generous with it. So
yeah, and by the way, I think it's, you know, in society, people say, like, baby mama, and it's like kind of like a funny thing, whatever. But would you, if you actually have, like, a baby mama, I kind of feel like it's a little disrespectful to refer to them merely as, like, my baby mama. Am I being, like, a little conservative here, or?
Okay, I think just a little bit, because I've heard, like, my fun friends will be like, well, you know, he's my baby daddy, or
well, yeah,
whatever.
I understand that there's a fun way to say it, but I just feel like in this instance, when Peter's trying to defend himself, it's to be like, I have four baby mamas, instead of, like, in that case where you're trying to be respectful, to show that you're, you know what it is? He's trying to show that he's a respectful person. And yet there he is saying, I've got four baby mamas. It just kind of feels like.
Well, it's like saying, you know what? I'm a respectable man. I pay my child support for all my bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine? That's like, that's really.
That's what I kind of felt like. It's one thing to be like with friends and be like, yeah, my baby mama or like my baby daddy. Like, I get that. But like, and I just feel like when you're sort of like defending your character, I think you can say, you know what, I have, you know, all my exes, any woman I've been romantically involved with. I just think Peter's an idiot.
Yeah, no, he could have said like, you know, I have children from different mothers out there and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Instead, he's like, well, I got four baby mamas. Way to go.
Yeah, almost like a bragging point. Yeah.
God. It's like saying, well, I've been pregnant like four times from four different guys. And you know what? You can do it. It's like, ew, what is your fucking deal? Stop it. Stop spreading your crap all over Atlanta.
Kim Zolciak.
Or wherever.
But,
yeah, Kim Zolciak.
Speaking of idiots, my favorite part with them was that Greg tried to explain the situation. He's like, well, the point that has still been misconstrued.
Oh, yeah. How much bad grammar did you hear last night?
Misconstrued.
This is not racist. This is a fact. Okay,
dumb people. Now, I will say this. Let me do a quick tangent to Married to Medicine, because I know you did not get to see that, Katie. But one of my favorite points on the show this week is that Toya, who is like the poster child for bad grammar and being an idiot, she's the one who last season was like, I have came here because I wanted to get some answers about the drug Kazar, you know? So this week, at one point, she started to go, he goes, what you should have did, and Dr. Simone was like, what you should have done.
Oh, my God.
And then Toya's response was, her specialty is the Regina, not the dictionary. And I'm like, let me tell you something, Toya. You don't have to be a quote-unquote specialist to be able to correct what you should have did to what you should have done, okay? Like, it's okay for Dr. Simone to correct you on that, because that is a very basic grammatical error that you made. But I guess it was all misconstrued.
Oh, it was definitely misconstrued. It's like, well, what makes you the Kazar of this conversation?
I have came to this conversation to talk about it.
Oh, my God. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to be waiting in line to get onto the Underground Railroad. Just waiting to get my tickets for the Underground Railroad.
Oh, my God.
They should actually make that a ride. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a Real Housewives theme park?
It would truly be this, you know, like move over like Not Scary Farm, because this would be the most terrifying amusement park of all.
Oh, yeah. Universal Studios Haunted Horror Nights. That's every night at the
it's
Real
like,
Housewives.
It's like Ramona Singer with her makeup off. So, by the way.
God, she looks terrible. No wonder that guy left her. Did you see how mean he was to her, by the way?
Well, he's an asshole. He's always an asshole. But now, I mean. So, by the way, so I think my last comment on Atlanta was I was really amused. At one point, Greg and Nini, they were talking, and all they were saying were noises. At one point, they were going, toot, toot, boop, boop, toot,
yeah.
Toot, boop, boop.
Or meaning with her.
Toot, toot, boop, boop. I was like, what the hell is going on? Even Toya makes more sense.
No, but you know what I think that is? And I know this for a fact. They do that when they want to say something, or it's like their secret language.
Yeah.
Like if we were on live television together and we wanted to give a shout out to someone, we would do a thing like, boop. You know, just make a little noise and everyone, you know.
Yeah, it's like a little
that.
Inside joke. But it's just kind of funny because it just was kind of funny because it seemed like they were having a whole conversation in onomatopoeias.
Well,
as happens.
Note, on that note.
Bam. You know, I'm going to mention Marriage Medicine really quickly. I know you don't watch it. This season has not been as good, but these women, Mariah and Quad, they do have some amazing, amazing lines. Like, at one point, Mariah was referring to Quad. And by the way, for the record, they're having a feud. I won't get into it. But Mariah is, like, clearly in the wrong. Like, everyone's like, I mean, I'm team Quad, for sure. But Mariah, at one point, is talking about how she feels that Quad transforms her personality every time she's in a group. And she goes, I have no time for Transformers, especially a Decepticon. I was just like,
oh, my God, no.
I was like, I was like, yes and no at the same time. I was like, that's amazing. No, that's not. This is terrible.
Who makes that reference in an adult group of women?
No, but the line of the night, the only reason to tune into the show was at one point Mariah got so mad. She's like in this fight with Quad in the Tranquility Suite at a women's empowerment like conference, which is hilarious because they were not being empowering or tranquil. And at one point she turns to Quad and she goes, I will not come off my chariot and throw tomatoes with you.
Oh my God. Are you
my chariot.
Why did she say it like that?
Because she's dumb. But I love that she said it like that. My chariot.
That's such,
I will not come off my chariot.
My chariot.
And throw tomatoes with you.
That is, to me, that's such a Kenya thing. That would be something Kenya would do. Thinking she's being fancy and classy, but she just looks like a fucking idiot.
Well, it's sort of like at least my gums are real, unlike Petco.
Oh my God. That's a winner too. I might get that made into a t-shirt.
Yeah, you should. So
at least my gums aren't are real, unlike Petco. No, it's at least my gums are real.
Are real. At least my gums are real, unlike Petco. I think Petco is saying that Nini is some sort of animal, which she is, by the way. Let's not get that twisted.
But Kenya is too. Kenya loves to provoke. Obviously, you saw her in different situations where she pushes it so far that then the person snaps and she blames everybody else.
Well, one's like a wild dog and one's like a wild hyena. It's like they're pretty much the same thing. So let's move on to Orange County. Speaking of wild animals, let's go to Orange County, where I didn't take too many notes on this one, but the big thing was that there was an ugly sweater party, and we met Lizzie. We met the new housewife, Lizzie.
Oh my God, I'm team Lizzie all the way.
Oh yeah, I love Lizzie. I thought for sure like she was gonna be like the worst. Like they set her up like she was gonna be some slutty bimbo idiot. They kept showing her falling over. She's like smarter than all the women.
First of all, she's like funny, pretty. She was a beauty queen. She has a degree. She has her own line, and she lives in a townhouse. So, you know, let's be fair. She's not like a millionaire.
She actually seems like pretty grounded. Like I got like a really good vibe off of her. Like I feel like, you know, she will stand up for herself when she needs to stand up for herself. And she's smart. Like, honestly, at the you know, there was that stupid fight between Heather and Tamara over the use of the word amalgam. And Tamara's
Tamara's a fucking idiot.
She is an idiot. You know what? Because here's the thing.
When she went, huh?
Yeah, what? Like, even if you don't know what
amalgam
is, granted, amalgam is not like a word that's used often, but it is a word. And
then she used it wrong when she went to redo it. She goes, ha, and used it. And I'm like, yeah, still used it wrong.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Don't blame Heather. Heather's a witch, but don't blame her for using a word. Like, it's your fault that you're too stupid to know. It's your fault that you've made it 45 years in your life and you've never even bothered to even listen or look up this word amalgam, okay? Like, at least say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what that word is or whatever. But don't be like, huh, I told you not to use big words around me.
Don't use big words around me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, let me get my crayons out so you can sign things. I mean, who does that?
I know.
Again.
Seriously.
My God, I feel bad. Like, I can't like make fun of anyone anymore. Like, my life is like flipped, turned upside down.
You can. You made fun of Yolanda for so long, and then you wound up on a scavenger hunt with her. But
I know, which I still might make fun of her.
Yeah. So, but the thing is this, when Heather was like, you know, amalgam. And then I remember Lizzie in the background was like,
she's like, oh, what?
Yeah. No, Lizzie was like, amalgam.
Yeah, she was like, you know.
Yeah, like amalgam. And then I love that Lizzie defined it. She was like, amalgam is a blah, 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 blah.
I think the producers fed her that line.
Well, they did, but like, I also feel like...
At least she sounded good talking about it.
Yeah, I felt like I believed... You know what it was? It's not that they fed it to her. I mean, they did. But like, I think she was making a point that like, she even said, like, get over it. Like, if you don't know the word, use it 3 times the next day and then it'll be in your head. Amalgam. And then she said what the definition was. It was like her way of saying that like, even if you don't know, it's easy to learn a definition.
It's easy to learn new words.
new words that are longer than the word cut. Like cut fitness.
Yeah, cut fitness. She spelled it with a Q.
Yeah.
She, to me, Tamara is... Everything about her is slightly obnoxious and dumb. Hey, by the way, can we just talk about why the fuck did Heather go to Eddie with their personal conversation from dinner?
Ew, yeah, we talked about that last week, but yeah, that was a bitch move. That was a real bitch. She was like, okay, you're gonna say I have a pull up my ass? Fine, I'm gonna blow up your spot. It was a totally, totally bitch move. And you know what? I'm sure if they confront her about it in the reunion, she will be like, well, I thought it was something that had to be shared. It was something to be shared. You know, she will not apologize for that.
I mean, Heather's obnoxious to me. Oh, they don't have a motor court? We're the aliens with a motor court. It's like,
as if anyone cares. Like, President Obama's coming into town.
Exactly. Actually, he is in town.
He's in town today. Don't go near Century City.
Oh my God, don't.
He's in town. He's like, I hear there's a new motorcade in Orange County.
Oh, okay. When you die, they're like, well, he can only go to the Dubrow's new house because they're the only ones on their block with a motorcade. So take your chariot and go.
Let's go throw tomatoes at people. President Obama, bring your chariot to the Dubrow motorcade.
You say potato, I say vodka.
You are cordially invited to the Dubrow motorcade where all chariots and tomatoes are welcome to be thrown.
And just get your algorithm of friends just like you.
It will be an amalgam of chariots and vehicles and the motorcade and tomatoes.
Your algorithm rhythm.
Amalgam. It'll be an amalgam of algorithms.
I can't even figure.
By the way, we have to talk about something. We have to talk about something.
I'm like sweating talking about this.
It's okay. We have to talk about this party because, first of all, there were some real lookers at this party. The woman who won for ugliest sweater, she was pregnant and she was her belly was coming out from under the. But that was actually the least offensive part. She just had this, her hair, her makeup. It was like, if you ever want to know what's wrong with Orange County, when people say, how do you describe Orange County? Look at that woman's hair and makeup, and that explains everything.
And she went to a party knowing that they were filming because, you know, they have to make people aware. So she went to a party knowing full well that they're going to be filming for Housewives, and that's how she went. And she it was scary. She was like a fat gypsy pregnant lady.
She looked like one of those troll dolls, but with the hair down.
when you wet the hair of your troll doll before it dries and goes straight up.
You know, I love making fun of people's physical characteristics, and as long as I'm being catty, I have to mention something that was explicitly mentioned on the show, but the fact that the editors cut to this person so many times meant that they were kind of trying to make a statement about it. That guy Joe, who was the husband of the sweater party,
I think if they were implying he was gay.
When she introduced him, she goes, "Oh, this is my husband Joe." He's like, "Hi, how's it going?" I was like, "Oh, they mean like her gay husband." And it's like she's like, "Yeah, we've been married for about like 4 years or whatever it was." She's like, "Yeah, like with a nice sweater."
Oh my God, when I saw that, I watched it with Walter, and he immediately was like, "Oh my God, is that like Ramona's gay husband?"
Yeah,
ew, can you believe that?
And I go, for sure.
"No, I think that's her real husband." And he goes, "Oh, he's gay."
Yeah,
he's like,
I can't eat the cauliflower because it gives me gas. And like, listen, you know, when in stone houses, like, or glass houses, when in stone houses, don't throw glass. But when in in glass houses, don't throw stones. You know what? If he is gay, you know what? You know, who is it for us to out him? But that being said, if you're going to be in the closet, at least try to do a better job, you know?
Oh my God. And the funny thing was, is he had the vest he had on with the appliques.
Yeah.
I secretly think he made it at one of his Joanne Fabric sewing classes that he goes to.
I think so. I mean, my gaydar was so...
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but just, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being gay, obviously, or being closeted. Everyone takes their time. But it's at the same time, I think we all have the right to poke fun at the idea of this guy pretending like he's straight. When he's just very, very gay.
And by the way, I hope he becomes more of a part of this. Because I got to tell you, the husbands on Orange County were always like so boring and blah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are we having an earthquake?
I don't feel.
Everything just shook.
Maybe it's going to come here. You're in the valley. Maybe it'll happen here.
Yeah, because everything
I feel normal.
You do? Are you sure?
Maybe it was so subtle I didn't feel it.
Okay, because I just felt everything shake, and I'm looking at my water bottles, and they're all going like crazy like this.
You know, we once had an earthquake during this podcast before. It was when Matt Whitfield was on, and like Matt, Ryan, and I were doing this, and all of a sudden we're like, earthquake!
You know what? Maybe because this podcast is so groundbreaking that...
I think that, so.
It makes things shake.
Maybe it was Joe's closeted gay fury coming to shake the senses into you.
Maybe the devil is gay.
Well, I'm sure if you go onto Facebook, I'm sure the earthquake things will be popping up. I did not feel anything.
No, I did. That was really weird. Okay, so onward.
So what else happened in Orange County? So
so we got to Vicky, meet the new girl. I loved her.
Yeah, Vicky and Brooks are back together. Don't give a shit. Not even going to really discuss
Brooks needs to get out of there. He reminds me of Slade, where you're just like, God, you just want to be famous so bad. It's disgusting. Like, just please go away.
Yeah.
I want him to leave. He's gross.
Yeah, it's just like nothing. I don't care. I really don't care. That's a storyline that's too
late. What's going on with Vicky? She had some, didn't they bring up some weird lawsuit about her, some business venture that she's doing that she didn't pay them right? It was like,
yeah, there's an issue with her Vicky's Vodka. That's been going on for a while. And because Brooks is there, the lawsuit is
flavored.
Yeah, yeah. Her bloody piggy. The Vicky's Vodka people, I think, are actually sued Brooks. And so there's that.
Wait a second. What? Wait, why?
Because he took money. I don't know what it was. Or it's like they gave Vicky, like, split her investment or whatever her income with Brooks, and it was not intended for Brooks. It was some craziness. It's not worth it. It's not worth even looking into. The point is that there's a lawsuit going on.
Brooks is disgusting. I can't even deal with that guy. Go away, please.
Well, we can talk about Cindy C. on our Facebook page said that she wants us to talk about the fact that Shannon has to get liquored up to hook up with her own husband.
At the same just... Oh, my God. You know what? She treats her husband like shit.
She really does.
She treats him like he's a complete idiot moron, and then it's passing down to the girls. The daughters are even like, Daddy, you don't know big words because you're dumb and you're poor and you work on the streets. It's like, obviously the woman is the breadwinner. She has all the money, and she paid for everything, and this guy has a construction company, and I say that loosely with air quotes.
Yeah.
I think he works for, like, the street department. Like, he's, like, the guy who, like, you know, I don't know what he does, but he, you know, I mean, listen, in all fairness, my dad is the superintendent of public works in Elmira Heights, New York, but I think that husband would work for my father.
Yeah. I know. So there's something weird going on. I don't know how they are able to afford their... Well, she's rich. She's rich.
She's the one with the money. Oh, my God, the secret tea room. I was obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that secret.
I like that, too. So
what else are we missing?
I think that was basically
the Eddie and Tamara thing. Which
I don't care. The baby, and he's like, oh, by the way, you have to raise it. Like, shut the fuck up, Eddie.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't care if you have a baby. I just don't want to raise it. Oh, that sounds fun. Then maybe you can. She should hook up with Peter from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. Like, way to be a total jackass, Eddie.
Oh my god.
Why don't you shave your beard already?
You know what? I'm over Tamara and Eddie. I think they're old news. I think Vicky is always a staple. She was the OG housewife.
Yeah.
She should never go away. But Brianna, ew. Stop featuring that fucking heifer. She's really disgusting. She has a shitty attitude. The kids treat their parents like shit, even though they have money because of Vicky.
Yeah.
People should think twice about evil Vicky.
They should. They should. I agree.
Is it bad that Walter said Vicky looks like a burn victim? Right. He just doesn't understand. I know he just doesn't understand why they do so many close-ups on her face. He always.
That's
but
the point. It's like a car wreck.
But that's the thing. He said it in a really innocent way, like as if a child was just asking an innocent question off of an observation. He literally said to me, "Was Vicky in an accident?" And I go, "No, why?" And he goes, "Because her face. She looks like she is a burn victim." And I was like, oh, my God. I felt like maybe she heard me. So I was like, oh, this is so terrible that he's saying that. But then I looked at him like, she does have – it's like Kenya and Nene have that too, that weird pocked up kind of burn victim-y
acne,
skin.
It's when you're a teenager, you get acne, and this is what happens.
It gets like that?
Well, I mean, if you have bad acne, yeah, you get like the scars, acne scars.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. You know what? I heard Brad Pitt. Collagen – injections to fill out some of
the he had a whole thing. He had a whole thing with his acne scars. Speaking of acne scars, why don't we talk about the Real Housewives of New York City?
Yay!
Our six favorite acne scars on TV.
Oh my God. Walter will not watch that with me.
Oh my God. It's so good. Last night's episode
Oh,
wow.
My God.
It was like one of those things where you're like simultaneously furious at the screen, yet enjoying every moment.
Because why did Portia get arrested for pulling Kenya's weave, but yet Ramon is not arrested for throwing a fucking glass?
Well, Ramona's not arrested because the women on New York they're not like... I don't want to say they're more civilized, because they're obviously not more civilized, but they're not ridiculous. They're not the type to be like, oh, I am calling the authorities. You know, it's like they sort of like know how to handle things. Like, they can be childish and yet adults at the same time.
I disagree. I think Ramona and what's her name, Sonia, are the most, they're like those two Muppets that sit up in the gallery.
Oh, no, they're terrible. Well, let's start...
The worst people alive.
Let's start at the beginning of the episode, which is when Sonia went to Kristen's apartment to get some professional advice from Kristen's husband, Josh. Now, Josh is like an asshole. We've seen all season that he's an asshole, but he knows what he's talking about. So Sonia gets in there.
He looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
He does. And Josh is totally dismissive of her, as he should be, but he's also just like laughing in her face and like... He's being an asshole. Like, if you want to teach someone things, you don't approach that way, especially someone like Sonia, who admittedly is so all over the map when they when
oh my god, the soccer team.
Yeah.
He's like,
so what are you doing? She's like, I have my plates. I have my plates that are going to be in the south of France. And I've got the Nigerian soccer team, and I have my toenail clippers that are going to be in Istanbul. I've got my Finnish thimbles. In Brunei,
For all of Holland.
I have a very popular neck brace that's going to be in Brunei. I have a church key. I've got a church key. You've ever seen a church key? Very popular with the indigenous people of Vanuatu.
I've got these really cool nose piercings made out of bone that's going to go really well in Zimbabwe. It's the Sonia Morgan bone nose rods. It's huge. It's huge in Zimbabwe.
I have fake eyelashes that sell very well in East Dnester, which is a country that's not recognized by any other country in the world, but does claim sovereignty, and it's very, very popular there.
Oh my god, that's good that you knew that. I think you saw that on Jeopardy. I'm impressed.
Actually, I learned about it by reading The Game, you know, the dating book.
Oh my god, who knew?
Yeah, it's because Neil Strauss drives to Eastern Dnester, and it's actually a real place in like Eastern Moldova or something that it views itself as a country. And they've got guards and everything, but they're not internationally recognized at all. And Sonia's very popular there.
that's where she has her new vodka line, Sonia Morgan's vodka line for Maldonans.
She's like, I have a sponsorship with a Maltese lacrosse team.
She knits them out of it's a special fiber that you can only find on sheep that are indigenous to the region of
the Pyrenees. I have the backing of the Eritrean speed skating team.
Oh my god, when you die, if like cut to like 3 years from now, we go to watch 4 years from now, we go to watch the Winter Olympics, and Sonia Morgan's name is on like she has like a bobsledding team, and she sponsors the bobsleds, and it's like the Nigerian bobsleds.
She sponsors them because she's going to be living in a bobsled, and they're going to be like, ma'am, we need to use this bobsled. She's like, well, fine. If you're going to use my house, then I want to have my name on the side of it. So it'd be like sledding for Team Morgan. She's like, be careful. That's my house going down the slope. That's my house.
Trailer. She's going to now sell them. She just did a deal with Honda where that's going to be the new way to do mobile.
Yeah, she's going to live in a bobsled. She's going to light her abundance candle and hope for gold medals. It's like, yeah, like I'm very excited about the Olympics. My house is going to be in the Olympics. My house is competing. You mean your country? No, my house is actually going down.
By the way, I love how what's her name? He was completely dogging her out at that dinner party.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Josh or Kristen?
No, about her. Who was it that was dog? I'm talking about her house and everything falling under.
Well, that was Josh and Kristen. Wasn't it Josh and Kristen who were doing that?
It was
It was Luann. Oh, Luann had the funniest comment because Luann has been funny this season. She is like,
but she's not really a cast member, right?
Like, yeah, she's been like Lucy Goosey. So at one point, Kristen was saying how Sonia visited her downtown in Tribeca, and they're like, oh, that's a big deal. Sonia never leaves her apartment. And Luann says, well, that's because she thinks that by the time she gets back, they've already taken it away from her. I laughed out loud about that. Because it's
like,
true.
Like, not rich has any room to talk. She was like a waitress and married somebody rich. So, you know.
Yeah, but she right, though. She right.
Yeah, she right. She right. Nobody wants to show up with a wheel lock and an eviction notice on your door because they can't do it when you're inside. Ah.
Well, I have to say that dinner party that you mentioned was hilarious. It was full of so much passive aggression. Heather was being such a bitch. It's so funny. If you piss off Heather in the slightest way, she can be the biggest bitch with her smiling face. She was saying nasty things right to Ramona's face. And she was saying she attacked Ramona for bringing her gay husband because Ramona brought an extra guest. And Heather was paying for this dinner, I assumed. And Heather was like, what did Heather say? She's like, you got to learn some manners, like telling people ahead of time that you're going to bring someone to their dinner party or something like that. Like,
why does she call her out like that in front of everyone?
She does it all the time.
But you know what? I think that the women are obviously over dealing with Ramona. Like, Ramona's going to get it really bad. It's kind of like the Kenya Nini thing where people don't care anymore. They're not going to hold back in front of anyone because they've been through it for so long that they're fucking over it.
Well, you know, Ramona was absolutely awful this episode. Ramona, this to me was it harkened back to season one when Jill Zarin had a dinner party and Ramona showed up and could not have been more rude. She was rude and insulting to, like, Alex, who I think she had just met. She was rude and insulting to Jill, to Luann, everyone.
Oh, was that the one when she brought her husband and was like, this is a girl's dinner. This is girl's dinner. Why?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because Alex brought Simon. And so... Yeah. Ramona, I remember watching that and thinking to myself, how could one person be so obnoxious and rude at like a civilized affair? And that's what this was. This was Ramona from the moment she got into the car to go to the Berkshires, because Heather invited everyone to the Berkshires.
And I just thought, she's like, who goes to the Berkshires? I go to the Hamptons. Does Ramona even have a house in the Hamptons?
Yeah. Well, she does, but it's also like, bitch,
no,
get over
rental.
It.
It's a rental, right?
But it doesn't even matter. I mean, there are places outside of the Hamptons and Saint-Tropez and St. Bart's. There are places. And the Berkshires are beautiful. Like, why not go someplace different?
Because
like, what are you going to miss out
amazing.
On? What are you going to miss out on, Ramona? What is so wrong?
Well,
you've been invited to someone's house.
Next week, apparently, that she wanted to go to some big fancy party. And by the looks of how it looks for next week's episode, it looks as though she leaves, ditches Sonia, and then all of a sudden we end up seeing an Instagram of Ramona at some party, at some white party in the Hamptons.
Exactly.
Which is a little bit juicy.
I can't wait. But the thing is... to make matters worse, she bitched and moaned the entire time. She looks up the real estate prices. The real estate in the Berkshires.
That was sort of like, so...
Yeah, it was just tacky and
I can have, like, six houses in the Berkshires. It's like...
Who cares? You know what? You could probably have, like, in a whole... You could have... Like, you know, an entire town in Fiji, but it doesn't make Fiji any less beautiful, you know?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. To think that Heather invited them, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm telling you right now, I could not, like, to me, I love Carolyn. I love Kristen because they're like, who gives a shit, whatever. And I love when Carolyn jumped out of the boat and was like,
I mean, Carol. I was like, Carolyn. Carol.
Oh, shit. Why do I call her? I always call her.
Oh, the readers are going to get so mad at you. They're going to get so mad at you. You called Carolyn.
No, because here's the thing. I think her real name is Carolyn Radiswell.
Or Carolyn Radiswell. Okay, maybe.
Isn't it?
It could be. It could totally be Carolyn Radiswell. But, I empathize.
Carol.
I empathize with Carol when she jumped out of that because...
And she's like, you bitches are crazy. And she jumped out of
Ramona,
the boat.
I mean, listen, I have to agree. Like, if I were stuck in like a hot room during a heat spell, like that sucks. And I would not have liked it. But I would not have ordered air conditioning, you know, especially when Heather said on the phone, like, you know how we do? We don't have air conditioning here. Almost like it was a point of pride. Like, I wouldn't order air conditioning for someone's house. That's just
the that's actually very insulting. And I got to tell you why. Because I grew up in upstate New York, and my parents live in a house that's 100 years old, okay? 100 years ago, there was no central air and heat, yeah. Okay? So any smart New Yorker knows that things were built so long ago, and it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to really get permit in and to get things put in. And it's only, I mean, like, enjoy the fucking breeze. Why do you need your stupid air
and just be gracious. You know, if you don't want to go on this thing, don't go. And don't, or like, put up or shut up. You know, and she should have, or just put up and shut up, I should say.
Oh, and then bitching about the boat, having to carry the boat, and it's
everything. When she pulls up and she asks, is there someone to help us take the bags out of the car? And then she says, is this your house? Is this the garage? I mean, one thing after the other.
So I was actually like yelling at my television going, are you fucking kidding me? If I heard her say that, I would take her bags and be like, carry your own bags, you old bitch.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Who says something like that?
Oh.
So rude.
Oh, I mean, it was like beyond rude. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing and how she was acting and reacting and how ungracious she was to be there and how she wasn't able to take in these beautiful views of the mountains. As Ramona likes to say, it was day class A. I'm sorry, day class A.
Oh my God, very. She proved herself to be a tacky, complaining bitch. And all I could think about was poor Mario has to deal with that nagging woman. It's like the woman from The Real Housewives, that new mom who treats her husband like crap. What's her name, the new lady?
Oh,
irrelevant.
I'm blanking.
Oh my God, how do we not know her name? That's how irrelevant she is to us right now. That is so ridiculous.
It's true.
But it is because she's not memorable enough. She's just bitchy and weird and doesn't make sense with her fake feng shui.
Oh, Shannon.
Shannon. Okay, you're right. So Shannon, to me, is like Ramona. The more you nag and bitch like that, husbands stray.
Yeah.
They don't want it. They just want to plow something and be done with it. So you better be nice to your man, stupid Ramona. Well, too late.
Exactly. And I love, I'm trying to look up the comment on Facebook. Someone mentioned the irony of when they're out there canoeing that Ramona kept on demanding some tranquility, some peace and quiet. And it's like, Ramona, you were the one who was making the most noise. So one of our readers said the irony of the one with the biggest mouth demanding silence and tranquility.
Oh, and I think Carol's the one that said, it's so funny that you're demanding that when it's always you. One of the ladies made a comment. I think it may have been Carol. And was like, well, then maybe you should be quiet.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine. So then what happens is there are two canoes, and Luann, I think it was Luann or at least Carol and
Carol and Sonia.
Kristen and Heather. Were they in the water? The point is this. Excuse me, I just burped. Ramona and Sonia are in their canoe, and the other girls are more or less in the water. And
I would never swim there. That freaks me out. Those girls are ballsy.
I actually don't like swimming in lakes.
Neither do I.
I think it's gross.
Me too. I'm from upstate New York. That's so awful. I'd like to get the lake.
Ugh, I hate when you have to first walk into the lake. It's like mushy. Ugh.
Jason. Like Jason's under the dock and he's just going to swim and like tangle my body in the seaweed.
I just always
and
then
it'll be, yeah.
I always think there's snapping turtles or something. But
There are.
That's because there are. Where I grew up, snapping turtles would come walking up onto my lawn. So I know a thing or two about snapping turtles, like Ramona. So anyway, the thing is this. Ramona and Sonia start talking. Ramona starts telling Sonia about how Kristen's husband was bad-mouthing her at that dinner party. And, like, Kristen's, like, right there in the water. And then this sort of transfers to Ramona saying how she doesn't – you know, she thinks that Kristen's sort of like a bitch. And she didn't like the way Kristen splashed her at the spa the other day, blah, 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 blah. So Kristen's right there, and then they get into it a little bit. And so what does Kristen do? She splashes. She kicks in the water, and she splashes Ramona. Everyone's like, you know what? You know what? That's not nice. You know what? That's really not nice. That's not nice at all. And she takes her wine glass, chucks it at Kristen.
At her face.
At her face, which she earns money off of. Like, that's her career right there.
Yeah, because she's a model and she's attractive, and it's like, by the way, do you know Kristen's 36?
Oh, okay. I believe that.
Mm, I thought she was a little older. So the hair, yeah. I think, is a little matronly for her.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. But she, so Kristen starts to bleed because this glass hits her. And, you know, it's like, it's like, I mean, Ramona's like an animal, a wild animal. She's like, well, she splashed me and I didn't have any water. So I had what I had in my hand. So I threw it at her. I'm like, bitch, first of all, there's water all around you. You're in a canoe. Just reach down and splash. Use an oar. It's a classic splash technique, is to take an oar and splash someone. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. But then my favorite part was, you know, Ramona was mad because she'd just done her hair. And so that now that she got wet, her hair got ruined. But let me tell you something. First of all, you're on a lake.
At a lake. Why are you getting a fucking blowout when you're going to the lake? Do you know what the lake consists of? Your hair in either a bun or a ponytail because it's wet all day because it's hot. And you're swimming. And then it's a campfire with your girlfriends drinking wine and roasting marshmallows. And no one gives a fuck. You don't wear makeup. You're in a swimsuit. Like, nobody cares.
Like, are you, like, en route to the Met Ball right after you get off this canoe? Like, you're going back to Heather's house. You don't have to have your hair looking nice. So she's freaking out about that. Then so Kristen's sitting there bleeding, and I love that then Ramona's like, what, you never cut your lip before? You never seen blood before? Like, big deal. What about you just got splashed by water and you made a whole big to-do about it? How about, I think blood is a whole lot worse than getting splashed.
You threw a full wine glass at her face. It could have been worse. It could have cut, scarred her face, cut her eye, blinded her. She doesn't know, could have knocked her tooth out. She threw a fucking wine glass. It wasn't plastic. At her face.
Well, Ramona apparently on the blogs now, according to Taylor Hawken, who says, just read Ramona's blog, she made it very clear that it was a plastic glass because that makes it so much better. And she said she bought the AC unit as a gift to Heather. And then Taylor adds, girl, bye. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, wait. Why is everyone doing bye, Felicia?
It's like a new thing. Well, what's interesting is that comes from the movie Friday, correct?
Yeah.
Because it comes from the idea that, like, well, my name's not Felicia. It's like, well, that's how little you mean to me that I don't even care to learn your name. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, like, 20 years later, why that phrase has started.
You know what? I'm so tired of Kenya Moore using it. Okay, bye-bye. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I am not over girl bye because I love saying it. Girl bye.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. Yeah. I do like that.
That's good slang. I appreciate that one.
Girl bye.
Girl bye. Girl bye. That's what I say to Ramona. Girl, bye. Canoe, bye.
Oh, my God. Canoe, bye. But the fact that she cut her lip open, and you know, like, you can get those weird, like, brain-eating amoebas in a lake.
That's where everything lives, is in a lake.
Yeah, because it doesn't run through anything unless there's canals. And unless the water keeps circulating, that's how all those people get those weird parasites that they snort the lake water up. It goes up into their brain.
Yeah.
It starts gnawing away at it, and they're dead within 3 days. That's why I don't swim in lakes. Sorry. Yeah.
And they're snapping turtles.
There's turtles and Jason and seaweed, you know, and like lakeweed or whatever it is.
Lakeweed. Just weeds. You know?
Just whatever.
Snakes. I'm sure there's snakes, by the way. I'm sure there's like copperheads.
Okay. No, not in lakes. There's no copperheads in lakes.
Well, there is some snake that's, I think there's a poison snake that lives in lakes.
See, even more of a reason. Like,
whatever.
I've seen.
Even if it's not poisonous, I don't want to, the snakes are in the lakes.
Here's the thing. I would actually enjoy someone splashing me because that's my way to cool off. I'm sitting in a canoe. It's hot. They're bitching. It's like she's already hot because she's menopausal and just being an old whore. So splash a little water on her. No harm, no foul.
By the way, don't complain about the heat and then get mad when you get wet.
Yeah. And the other thing was they cut to Ramona and she's like, yeah, so what? I did it on purpose. She deserved it. She admitted it. That she threw the glass at her face on purpose. I'm just terrified that a microorganism swam up into her lip.
All I gotta say is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the Berkshires, which I guess is what she's gonna do. But she just, so I don't know. It's just awful, awful behavior. And, you know, I think that's the recurring theme that we see here between Nini, Ramona, others.
They should all be kicked off.
Unrepentant, awful behavior that's being put on national TV. And on the one hand, it's like just so entertaining for us, and therefore, and so because it's entertaining for us, it does well with the ratings. We talk about it, and they get renewed, and they get money, and they get ultimately, they get rewarded for their awful behavior.
For their bad behavior, and it's really gross.
It's terrible, and yet at the same time, if the show didn't have Ramona, I would weep.
You know what? I actually would like it better because Walter had his back to me. He was on the computer. I'm watching Real Housewives of New York, and he literally turned around and he goes, "This sounds like a bunch of like old, haggard, bitching Long Islandy meets Jewish women getting in fights. You said this and you don't know what you're talking about, and we're gonna go to Florida, and what are you gonna do? And this bagel is too stale, I can't eat this bagel. This bagel's too fresh. It's too fresh, I can't eat this. It needs to stay. It's like, oh my God, you're never fucking happy.
Yeah.
Like just a bunch of unhappy, bitching old women.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
What did you think about Carol's LA house? By the way, where is it? Looked like she lived in a gingerbread house.
I know. I'm like, where'd that come from?
Where does Carol live in that tiny little gingerbread house?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was nice.
I thought it was adorable with the whitewashed floors, and I loved it. I was like, I want to go to her house in LA.
I know. And when she got there, she was in the kitchen, and I was like, aha, you do use the kitchen, Carol. But then she was just pouring her dog some cereal.
That's right.
I never use a kitchen at all.
She uses it to cook cigarettes and eat them because it's apparently how her voice sounds. I mean, I have a scratchy voice, but there's a difference between sounding and a little bit of rasp. I got a little rasp. I'm in the vein of Rashida Jones meets Emma Stone. She's more like that woman on that commercial with the hole in her neck.
who was
a cheerleader and then, you know, smoked. So that should be a lesson.
Smoky cheerleader.
Yeah, smoky cheerleader voice is not cute.
It is not cute. And I think on that note, I think that's pretty much it. I think we have covered everything. I did not watch the Southern Charm Secrets Revealed because I stopped watching the Secret Revealed shows because there's no secrets. Nothing's revealed. But I do love Southern Charm, but I did not watch it. So sorry if you were looking forward to thoughts on that. And I think that's basically it. Ronnie is supposedly coming back next week.
Where is Ronnie? Is he in the Berkshires?
He's in the Berkshires. He's recovering from a champagne glass wound that he suffered when he encountered the Kraken deep in the bottom of Lake Heather.
Hey, by the way, I just want a prediction right now. I want to see what people are saying out there. Do you guys feel that there's going to be a fallout with Ramona and Sonia? Or do you think, because, you know, Sonia's already on the fence about Ramona. She's having her ups and downs with Ramona being an unsupportive, mean bitch. Do you think that it's Sonia is going to turn against Ramona? Or do you think she's going to remain friends with her?
Ben? I think they'll... I like that you called on me as if there's anyone else here to answer. yes, I have an answer. I think they'll still be friends. I think this is kind of like they're trying to create some friction, but they'll be friends. They'll be friends. I think something that happened was that that's caused some controversy is that there was a screen like coming up on the Real Housewives of New York City, and all the women were standing there, and Aviva was not in the group. And so now there's fears that Aviva has been fired.
Oh my God, I would love Aviva. Maybe here's the thing. Do you know that the women can actually go and say, we will not film, we will not do this, blah, 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 and it doesn't make a difference because they've all signed contracts?
Good. Well, it shouldn't. I don't like that when they do that. I think that's like not right. I think it's
like Jill Karen did. Remember to all the girls saying don't film with Bethany, and they started doing that, and it was alienating Bethany, and she got her own show out of it. So
you know, isn't it so funny on the reunions going back to Atlanta when this has become now a common thing when that comes out during the reunions where it's like, you know, you tell people not to shoot with you, or you can shoot with you, or you can shoot with you, or you can shoot with you. It's like it's this strange, fourth wall thing, you know, where it's like we're supposed to be flies on the wall seeing what it's like to live in these people's lives, and they're so upfront about how they shoot and when they shoot and things like that. It's very bizarre and postmodern.
Right. I think they should actually cut that out because it's giving us too much of a I think it's actually ruining it for people because you'll get Brandy saying, well, we had to do this because the producers, you know, told us. And Andy will go, no, we didn't. And it's like, and everyone kind of nods like, well, that's not what we were told. You know, it's like he's against an army when he claims that because they all know that they are told they have to do shit. First of all, do you know, I think Joy, oh my God, secret gossip about a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I think Joyce is out.
Yeah, I think that was a rumor that that she was out, right?
Joyce is out. But I'm told, okay, so Carlton was looking at places to shoot for the show. And of course, Yolanda was like, we should do this amazing race on my show, it was really funny. And then like, she kept bringing up her show at the dinner, which was weird. It's like, okay, we get it. You're on fucking Real Housewives. And then David Foster, oh my God, super gossip. David Foster goes, I go, you know, Yolanda shouldn't be on the show. You know, I'm trying to be friendly and make conversation. And I'm like, she shouldn't be on the show. I go, she kind of doesn't seem like she's like, is as superficial as the other woman. And I did say it like that. And I like caught myself like, oh my God, did I just say that? He didn't catch it. He thought I was saying she's not superficial.
Right.
I was saying, well, she's not as superficial as the other woman. So why is she on the show? And he didn't even know. He was like, yeah, well, we have a plan. She's going to do one more season. Then she's going to branch off and do her own show.
Yeah. Lyme diseases I have known by Yolanda Foster.
Or finally. Do you remember Princes of Malibu, that failed show that Brody and him and the other.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was so set up. It lasted 2 episodes. They only ran 2 episodes and pulled it off the air.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, these people have these delusions, like, you know, these complete, like, I think they think they're going to become way more than what they are. And they're going to end up like Gretchen and Slade, where it's like, you know, you guys become so commercial and all you do is hawk all your Real Housewives crap that nobody wants.
Just because you have fans doesn't mean you have a following.
Buyers. You have fans because you act like a fucking asshole on television. And that's why people are watching you. But they would never be your friends in real life. And they don't want to be associated with you. And they don't want to buy your stupid fucking peach Bellinis at Walmart. So just stop the madness.
Yeah, there are very few reality stars from any show who can transition from their main show to their own solo project. Look at even like Snooki and JWoww. They had a spinoff, or DJ Pauly D. I mean, they had spinoffs from Jersey Shore, and that show was so massively popular. They were so part of pop culture.
Yeah.
No one gave a shit about their spinoffs.
No, because
they can't do it, Yolanda can't do it.
No, they want to see everyone together. That's why the casting, the producers know when they cast certain people that they're casting dynamics that are all going to feud and get in fights and then be friends again and then get in fights. People want to see, you know, beginning, middle, and ends. Now, when you take that one person away, I mean, it's like Gretchen and Slade, really? Could you watch an hour of
never,
Gretchen?
Never, never. Well, there's also this narcissistic feeling, this narcissistic thing that people think their lives are so interesting that we just want to watch everything that they do. And it's like, no, we want to see how you interact with other crazy bitches.
Listen, I'm speaking off experience because I happen to have my very
own. You did actually have your own solo show, Katie.
So apparently I was exciting enough
but
for that.
But you didn't spin off of a group, though. You didn't spin off of a group. So it was like the expectations were different in the sense that, like, sometimes when you see someone and they're part of an ensemble, that's really all that you want to see them as you just mentioned.
Alexis Couture. No one wants to see her and her stupid fucking Fox 5 failed crap and her dumb, you know, hooker dresses. Nobody cared. I think when you go into something and you're starting fresh, like you already had the business. Like that's why I like Lizzie. She didn't just come out with a bikini line. She had this going for years. She's been working on it for years.
And I like that she
yeah, she went to fashion school. She did this. She did that. I mean, we're talking about, and her dad is like a fucking nuclear physicist or something from
Harvard.
Yeah,
she's a valedictorian. I love that she said that. She's like, yeah, like I actually know how to sketch. I know how to like source my patterns. And like I don't put myself in the ads because I think that's like amateurish.
It's amateur. I loved
like,
her.
Oh my
she
God.
Said that. I was like, oh my God. She is that I have to go through these things on a daily basis with, you know, product brands, shows, stores, everything. I do multiple things. So when I watch these shows, they infuriate me that these bitches want to come out with like a fucking toaster oven and they think it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. They make it look easy and it's not easy. And Lizzie is now like, I think she's going to be like the secret hero for everybody.
I think so too.
I'm pulling for her, but she might just get crazy at the end. So.
Well, next week she gets into it with Vicky and I'm excited for that. So anyway, let's wrap this up. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/watchwhatcrapins. Maybe next week you'll get a shout out, much like Alice at the top of the episode.
Oh my God, Alice, we love you. Please
we love you, Alice. You can follow me at BsideBlog on Twitter and on Instagram and on Vine. I need more Twitter followers. I've really just stalled out.
I mean, I'm gonna do a retweet for you and tell everyone tune in. And unfortunately, a lot of people that are now following me, it may become offensive. So I have my goodies on the back burner, and the ones that are assholes deserve to be called assholes, and that's the way it is.
That's right. So you can follow Katie on Twitter at The Painted Nail, and on Facebook she's Official Katie Cazorla. Official. It starts with Official. It's not Katie Cazorla Official. It's Official Katie Cazorla.
That's right. Everything else, Insties and Twitters, is at The Painted Nail.
Like us all. And you know what? I think your life will be, it'll be
Twitter
enriched.
Party.
Twitter party. So Katie, thanks for filling in for Ronnie yet again. I don't know where this man has gone. I don't know where he is, but we'll reel him back in. Thanks everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.